a couple of things. One, we want you to listen to as many shows as possible, even if it's something where you have it on, you know, while you're doing some house cleaning, while you're having, you know, people over for book club, while you're sitting at temple,
church,
wherever it is
church,
that you are.
Bible study.
Yes. Just kind of like the way, you know, in the old TV shows where the guy is watching the football game on the little portable TV in church. We want you to listen to our show in Big Fatty.
Your preschool play date.
Yes. Yes. Mommy and Me. Pottery classes, ceramics, whatever it is that you're doing next weekend, be sure to listen. And we would like very much for everybody that's listening to join us in the chat room. If you're not able to be there in Vegas, we will miss you.
If you can't be an athlete, be an athletic supporter.
Thank you, Eve Arden. So, but be in the chat room. We want tons of people to be in the chat room. We will try to participate as much as possible. I actually thought about possibly giving Babalu the job of being our Robin Quivers and reading the chat room.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Thank you, Eve Arden.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1737 of the BFO for Monday, the 22th of September, 2014. Y'all, coming up on today, Say It With Granny.
A little show.
Y'all, we're going to kind of catch up on what's been going on here in Lost Wages. Hello, wiper outers.
Big Granny, that's vulgar.
Oh, hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, before we go any further, you are wiper outers today because, y'all, there wasn't a little show on Friday. Say that for me, Granny.
Friday.
Oh, he actually said it right. He usually goes Friday. He's fucking retarded. But anyway, y'all, but there were three little shows on Friday night. Oh, y'all, that's some leftover chicken fingers. Y'all, I got to explain. Thursday night, and I'm putting all of the blame squarely on the how-do-you-do pancake boys. Because, y'all, I was overserved. I was overserved on Thursday night in the hospitality suite. And I'm blaming it on the How Do You Do Can-Pakes. Big Fatty. But I'm blaming it on them because, y'all, Big Fatty was just trying to get them drunk and got himself drunk instead. Poor Big Fatty. y'all, we are here in Lost Wages. Okay, great. He's going to be such a help on today's little show. I can tell right now he's just going to sit back there in the back and cackle. And I know you all love to hear a cackling granny back there in the back. But anyway, you want to play with Squeaky Kitty? Okay.
I don't even want to play with Squeaky Kitty because my pussy hurts.
Poor Harley. Y'all, But let's just back up for a second.
Big Fatty, do you need to make that noise the garbage truck makes?
No, we don't need to do that. Y'all, Granny and I flew out here to Lost Wages on... Oh, do you hear that? It sounds like an aircraft coming through the window. Do you hear it, Granny?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Anyway, we flew out here to Lost Wages, and y'all, we on the way out here, we had to change planes in Houston, Tejas, and y'all, they had torrential rain out there, and y'all, we got out here so everything was backed up a little bit.
Big Freddy just needed fiber.
Anyway, all right, he is still cackling over there in the background. Poor McCarty.
You're so stupid.
Anyway, what did we do? What am I trying to say? Live from Las Vegas, it's Big Fatty and Cackling Granny. Anyway, the planes were just running late, so we arrived very late out here in Las Vegas. And, y'all, we basically had to run up to the room with our valises. Granny, he has such poor control of his bowels. He just about sharted himself. So, y'all, there was explosive diarrhea in the bathroom, and part of it was mine. But then we were off to the Peppermill. Before we went to the Peppermill, we wanted to hang up our clothes. We opened the suitcases. First of all, everything inside the suitcases was soaking wet. The torrential rains in Houston, evidently they forgot to cover our valises. And it was horrible, as Toppy Smelly would say. We had to hang up our wet clothes. We changed. We didn't even have time for a shower. And then we were off to the Peppermill, and it was pretty good supper we had there. Granny and I sat with Mark and Calendar, and y'all, he's got a twin brother, Matt and Calendar, but he doesn't live in Calendar. We sat and we visited with them, and who else sat down? Gary Bearden. You know Gary Bearden. Happy birthday to you. Yes, that one. He sat with us also, and y'all, I'd say, how many people you think we had that evening, Granny? About 20, 25, something like that. But y'all, it was real good. There was lots of food. Oh, well, that was the grin doctor. Hold on just a second. We have breaking news. Big Freddy, do you need to play the music? No. It's somebody 189 miles away. I can't imagine why they would I'm just going to respond to them here real quick. So there you go. Y'all, that's Bobby G. Bobby G's talking to Big Freddy. Big Freddy. We had our supper. And you know, then that Mark and Calendar and his twin brother Matt, y'all, they ordered a strawberry shortcake for dessert. Y'all, it was a foot tall. I swear to you, am I not telling the truth, Granny?
You're telling the truth.
It was a foot tall, and it had like four pieces of pound cake in it, and ice cream, and strawberries, and then it was covered in the whipped cream. And y'all, we all had about 54 bites each, it was still only about halfway done. And y'all, then Tracy from over there at the Stick It With a Poke, he came over. He didn't have a spoon, so he just put his face in it, and we said, here you go, Tracy. You can finish it off now. And, you don't eat. After that, we went to the Fun Hog Ranch. Granny, that was your first time at the Fun Hog Ranch, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
What did you think?
I thought it was a great time.
It's a fun place. It really is a fun place. I don't know who got drunker there. Probably
Blind Guy Jay.
You're right. He couldn't see that we were refilling his beverage without his knowledge, and because y'all he evidently made it back to the hotel. He has no recollection of coming back to the hotel. I don't think the dog was there though. Gerard wasn't there with him, was he? I don't think so. I don't think Gerard was with him. But and y'all, by the way, Gerard is just as sweet as he can be. Everybody loved Gerard, mainly because Gerard stuck his nose in everybody's crotch. And y'all, he got almost as much dick as that Wendy Cameron did during the 50-50 raffle. But we just had a real good time at the Fun Hog Ranch. And y'all, I've got a story about something that happened on the way back from the Fun Hog Ranch. I'm not going to tell it now because that I told it during the live show on a Friday. Thank you. And y'all, you're going to hear the live show later this week. So just sit there with bated breath and anticipation. Big
Freddy, did somebody have sushi to have bated breath?
Something like that. But anyway, Thursday we got up and I don't remember what we did. Did we go to Brofkus that morning, Granny? I don't remember. I don't. We had to have done something. I don't know. I don't remember because I can't just not have. I can't just not eat and have coffee. So you know what we did? We went. You had the McDonald's. And I had the cinnamon roll because I had a coupon, y'all. There was a coupon. And anyway, we did that. And, y'all, that's when I got to meet Toppy Smelly for the first time. Y'all, and Thursday it was spent. Oh, wait a minute! I've got a request here on one of the dating sites online. You know, those are running in the background, yes. Shut up, Granny. Shut up. but we spent a lot of the day on Thursday getting the hospitality suite ready. We went out and bought liquor, y'all. We bought $600 worth of liquor and had to go back and get more on Saturday. Oh, that'll tell you how much we drank on Thursday night. But what did we do? We got the broadcast suite set up, and we got the hospitality suite set up, and got the swag bags all put together, and y'all, just lots of pre-preparation. It was like Preparation H. It shrunk the swelling from Pride 48 hemorrhoids. But what happened Thursday night?
We got drunk.
Oh, we had the pizza pie party. Yeah. Yes, the hospitality suite opened Thursday night, and y'all, then that Joey Bukkake had found some delicious pizza pie at the Naked City.
Big Freddy, it was vulgar. They were all in there without a hand hat on.
We had pizza pie from the Naked City Pizza Pie Company, and we brought it back to the hospitality suite. And y'all, you'd think that these people hadn't eaten in 20 minutes because, y'all, they were just eating. They were ravenous. They were just ravenous. And we drank and we had a good time and everybody was talking and everything. And y'all, they just kept going into the night. And y'all, that's when Big Fatty was overserved. And I came back to the room Thursday night, and y'all, I don't even remember putting up the little message that says, oopsie, there's not going to be a show. Y'all, that was only the fourth time in the history of the BFO that there wasn't a Monday through Friday show. And I appreciate all of you that sent me a little note saying, oh, Brick Freddy, we all deserve a break every now and then. So don't, you know, if you don't want to do one Monday, that's okay too. And, you know, it was awful. Just, y'all, it's just awful, awful, the things people say. But for right day, we got up and we had the big Pride 48 Brofkus. Granny, you went to that, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Who did you sit with at that Brofkus?
Turnip Head
and Urban Guy T.O. And was there any hanky panky under the table?
No.
Okay, he's so disappointed. But it was a very nice Brofkus. They didn't run out of bacon. I think everyone had a good time. And after that was over, y'all, people could come and peek into the broadcast studio. We had some new things in the broadcast studio. We have a little logo, a patch. It looks like a patchwork quilt of all the shows, their logos that participated in the June and the September event. And y'all, it was just lovely. And we had that up against the what we're calling now the classic Pride 48 banner that Hat M, you know, Hat M is the number one fan of the BFO for 2014. He sent it to Pride 48 that second year of Pride 48 out here in Lost Wages. And we're still using it because it's the classic. You got to stick with the classics while move forward. We finished getting ready, and y'all, we had to run out. No, do we run out and get liquor on Thursday or Friday?
Friday.
Was it Friday? Yes, we took. We didn't take possession of the hospitality suite until Friday. And is that right? No, that's not right. We took possession on Thursday. Yes, we took possession on Thursday because we had the pizza pie party that night. But y'all, there's a story about that also that you'll hear on a upcoming pre-recorded what do you call it? A little show. And y'all, then we've just had lots of little. We had the pink carpet, and Granny, the people really dressed up for the pink carpet this year, didn't they?
Yes, they did. They went all out.
They went all out. Granny put on a pink shirt. Didn't come up and speak to anybody during the pink carpet or anything, you know, because you know that's how he is. You know, the elderly, they're afraid that they're going to lose control of the bowels when they're in front of people. So he just sat back in the back and shat himself. But anyway, but y'all, a lot of people came up to the pink carpet. Y'all, in fact, we had so many people come up, we ran out of time to talk to all of them. And I felt terribly bad about that. And Miss Taffy Carlisle Huffington and I did the pink carpet. And, you know, of course, Big Fatty had his bacon suit on. And Miss Taffy Carlisle Huffington debuted a dress that the pattern on the dress was fried eggs. So we were bacon and eggs on the pink carpet. And, y'all, it was just lovely. But a lot of people dressed up. And the Amy Kodak Coles took pictures of everybody in front of our new backdrop and everything, and it was just lovely. And then we had the opening show, which, you know, Big Fatty didn't stay for the opening show. But I heard it was an absolute train wreck. Absolute train wreck. So I don't know what happened there. But, you know, I cannot be held responsible for that. And then the first little shows that evening. And then, y'all, it was the underpants party Friday night. Granny, you went to that, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Uh-huh. You had some new underpants on that the turnip head had suggested to you, didn't you?
Yeah.
And y'all, I think he bought extra smalls, and you know, Granny is anything but extra small, and and y'all, it was quite embarrassing, quite frankly. But anyway, y'all, he had to change them a couple of times because he had soiled them. But that's okay, you know, we've come to expect that. But y'all, Big Fatty was so tired for the underwear party. Y'all, I went up, I had on my special balls-out underpants that Moose P had given Big Fatty a couple of years back. And went up there to the underpants party, I stayed for about half an hour, and y'all, I told Turnip Head and Urban Gautier, I love you so much, but I got to go to bed, so I did, and y'all, I'll have to catch you up on what's been going on for the rest of the week, I guess on tomorrow's little show, and y'all, I'm sure there's plenty that I've forgotten, but Big Freddy, there's no doubt about that. You forget about everything, and quite frankly, Granny and I were on a video. They videoed the pink carpet, and they videoed the BFO that evening. So those videos will be coming. Oh, Degassi will be coming up. Do what? Yeah, I'm running out of time. Praise hydrogen. Those videos will be posted at some point. We'll let you know when and where those are. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely Monday. Y'all, I didn't do a Friday show, y'all, I didn't get a chance to wish that Nico Martinez and that John Kobeck from up there in New York, so nice to name you twice. I didn't get a chance to wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And y'all, this was the opening for that Friday show, and Taffy and Taylor, if it had been on Friday, this would have made a lot more sense.
Thank you, Eve Arden.
Oh, Big Freddy, I didn't see Eve Arden on the pink carpet.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.